Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning to all of you. This is Bernard Johnson, and thank God for Jesus. We want to just thank you for being here. We do approach you very humbly because we know that many of you on this line from all walks of life, from every church affiliation and denomination, and you're great people, I know that. And I just love you and appreciate you and approach you very humbly. Thank God for you. This is a wonderful day. Thank God to be alive, and thank God I spent the night here at the hospital again. And Mother Johnson, she's alive. She had some episodes last night. Amen. Chills. And I just believe death was trying to come upon her again. I yield to the Lord, whatever God wants to do. But I don't want the devil to do anything. And thank God for her. She made it through the night. Amen. She's doing well. Thank God for every prayer that's gone up. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. We know that prayer changes things. I've seen it. God allowed me to say it in the first of the year. Miracles like we've never seen in 2015. And I want to tell you that I'm experiencing those miracles like I've never seen in 2015. Yeah. Mother Johnson was just shivering. I mean, with blankets all over her everywhere. And the Lord just touched her. Amen. We had prayer. And those shivers went away. We wrapped her feet with warm towels and just laid our hands on her in the name of Jesus. Prayer changes things. Folks, I'm telling you, prayer changes things. It really does. I've been telling you that the enemy many times will try to come in your back door. Amen. Especially when you think that everything's all right and you just let down. The enemy will try to come in, and the next thing you know, there's different news than you have been expecting. But thank God, the news of the saints this morning is Mother Johnson is doing well. Amen. She's breathing. I heard her groan a moment ago. So I know she's alive. Amen. And thank God for her. God bless all of you. It's a great day. Great day to give God praise. A great day to give God adoration. He's been so good to us here. I believe I could name 100 things about the Lord that we ought to shout about. He's so wonderful. Amen. We do praise him this morning and give him all the glory. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, My. You know, everything that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Paul, and all the other disciples and men of God, you know, everything that they said that you are. Yeah, you are. You are I am that you are. I am that I am. Amen. Tell them I am sent. And my God, thank you for being who you are. You are the great and magnificent and marvelous God. We praise you this morning for everything. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that destroys yokes. We just praise you. Now, if we've said anything or done anything or haven't done anything that offends you, please forgive us for everything in the name of Jesus. I'm asking blessings upon these people who are on this prayer line. Oh, God, let this be a blessed day for them. Bless them all around, God. Bless them. Look on every participant on the prayer line, every praise report, every prayer request, everything, God. Look on them. Look on those who are going through storms right now. And make a way out of no way and deliver them. Someone I'm not so much concerned about myself and my family here, but I am concerned about others, Lord, who during the night had a trial or a tribulation, during the night had a test. And oh my God, I'm asking you to help them. Help them in the name of Jesus, I pray. Lift them up, God, those who have their backs against the wall. God, you're able to deliver. You've proven it to us over and over and over again. How marvelous are your handiworks. And God, we want to tell you that we trust you. We trust you with everything that we have. We trust you. And we marvel in you. Great, great, and marvelous works you have done. Jehoshaphat was right, Lord. You can do everything that we ask you to do. Oh, praise the Lord. Now bless all throughout the land. Oh my God, I'm asking blessings. I hope somebody knows how to reach out and grab the blessings. I'm asking God to send. Oh God, send the blessings to the people. And don't listen, God, to any report that Satan comes to accuse the brethren of. Oh God, but give them grace and mercy and bless them in Jesus' name. Even those who are incarcerated, those who are going through struggles. Oh God, be there for protection for them and bring them out in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bring them out all right. Now, every person who has a fleece before you, would you answer that and let that come to pass and work for them in Jesus' name. We love you, bless you, and give you the glory. And we bless you by thanking you and just praising you in the name of Jesus. Thank God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the new prayer line last night and for the blog line last night. When we were able to send up more praises unto you. And we give all this to you in the name of Jesus. And for the glory of God, we submit this unto you. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Oh, God bless all of y'all this morning. It is a blessing to be alive so that we can give God more praise. Amen. Move your hands around. Twiddle your toes. Amen. Move those eyes. Look around the room and just thank him for his goodness and his kindness. And thank him for being alive this morning. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless all of you again and again. We just thank God for you. So a good morning to y'all. Are y'all awake?
Morning. Y'all going... good
morning. There you go. Good morning to all of you. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Amen. Amen. Open those voices and speak. See that you got a voice to talk. Amen. Those vocal cords are responding. Let's speak to the Lord. Everybody, good morning, Lord, because he's in your room. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, Lord. This room right here. Good morning to you, Lord. My God.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Well, bless the Lord. Our format on this line here, we have two or three things that we do. Number one, we do our praise reports. Like, for example, I just gave you one. And then secondly, we do our prayer requests because we are about prayer and we thank God for it. Then the third thing the Lord gave to me is that we do the wisdom seminar. Oh, my God. Oh, I want to go to the Psalms. I don't have anything before me, but I want to discuss that God is our refuge and our strength. And I want to couple that with the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Nehemiah 8 and 10, the joy of the Lord. God is our refuge and our strength. Somebody find that for me. I'm not at my resources this morning. It's, I think it's Psalms, the 9th chapter. I'm not sure. But God is our refuge and our strength, I want to talk about strength this morning. Man, I need it. Brother Jonathan needs it. You need it. Your family needs it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And God is our refuge and our strength. I never forget it. When I was about 18 years old, I heard somebody misread that scripture, and it's always stuck in my mind. They didn't know what refuge was. They said, God is my refuge and my strength. I said, no, he's our refuge, amen, and our strength. Once you get that together and talk about it, Ambassador Hagen, if you would give us a station identification. We don't want to bother you much, but if you would do that for us this morning. Father, think about God is our refuge and our strength. And also the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Could you give us a station identification? Are you there?
I'll pray for
Master Hagen this morning.
Name of the Lord. God bless you. Good morning. Yes.
Bless you.
We are here. God bless you. So good to hear. Oh, bless his name. We do honor the presence of the Lord today. Amen. We give honor again to our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, Ambassador Mother Evan. Glory be to God, all the ambassadors, all the ambassadors elect. Thank God, amen, for my pastor, amen, Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hayden. Thank God for everyone who's listening from all around the world. And we are here live at the studio here, and you can reach us simply by or calling into the station. That number is 347-934-0207. And we are being heard literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Brazil, Vietnam, China, Italy, you name it, literally all over the world. To God be the glory. And we want to thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's done an excellent job in getting this message around the world. God bless you, sir, and keep on doing what you do. Back to you.
Thank you so much. And I want to open up the Wisdom Seminar this morning and just see the golden nuggets. As years ago, I used to say that God gives golden nuggets. Amen. And I want to open that up to you this morning. I wish I had my notes before me. But in Daniel, the third chapter, it says that God reveals secrets unto his prophets and to his people. Amen. There's some secrets that you don't even know about things in the Word of God that God has not revealed yet, because it says he reveals them in the end time. You think you know everything about the Lord, he got things he never shown us before, because he saves them for the end time. And this is the end time, and he will reveal some information about certain scriptures, and it will buck your eyes because you've never seen it before. You never thought it before. He does have secrets. And you're the people of God. And so I want to open up the prayer line to you about that scripture. God is our refuge and our strength. He is a, well, I don't want to even unravel it for you. But whatever God tells you, we want to hear it this morning. God is our refuge and our strength. Somebody find it for me. I'm not, I have been here all night at the hospital, so I would have had it for you. But I believe it's around the ninth chapter. I'm not sure. But God is our refuge.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador. Psalms 46.
46, all right. All right. There is a kinship scripture in the ninth chapter. But God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help. And then go to Nehemiah 8, and I believe it's the 10th verse, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. Who wants to jump in there and talk about that this morning? We'd appreciate it. All right. Amen. Thanks to God. Who wants to jump in there and talk about God is your refuge and your strength, a very present help in the time of trouble?
Good morning, Keith, and God bless you. This is Ambassador Hodges, and I just want to say to me that scripture means that when there's no one else that I can turn to, when I don't see a way out of situations, when I'm going through things, I know that I can turn to the Lord. He's always there. I can find strength in Him. It's just something that can just tell me that you can make this. I got you. He let us know that He does not leave us nor forsake us. And I can lean and depend on Him in the good times, in the bad times, the happy times, in the sad times. He is there. God bless you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Someone else jump in there on that. What does that mean to you? Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless everyone on First Fruit Prayer Line. God bless our chief ambassadors this morning for bringing and opening up this wonderful topic. God bless Ambassador Betty, Mother Johnson, you, and you, ambassadors and ambassadors-elect, and all our guests that might be on here. God bless each and every one. This Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky, just giving a shout-out to the Lord this morning. Praise God. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I remember years ago, back in the 60s, they brought out they made a song. And that song was so popular because it was singing, the joy of the Lord is your strength, is my strength, is there for your need, is there for your present help. It is there. The joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that let us know that Nehemiah is letting us know no joy comes from any other place. There is no joy in anything except the Lord. You might be out there like the prodigal son, and he had his little fun and everything, but he had fun. It didn't say joy. It said he enjoyed himself out there with the, well, he did what he did out there. But what happened? It turned on him. It wasn't joy. It wasn't happiness. It wasn't from the Lord, because he did what he did in sin. But we know that when you do what you do for the Lord, only what you do for Christ will last. That's why there is so much joy in what you do for Christ. It's joy in praying. It's joy in salvation. It's joy in being redeemed. It's joy in holiness. It's joy in the praises of the Lord. It's joy in the fullness of God. There is joy. And then David came on over and said, God is my refuge and my strength. Very present help. Every time I get in trouble, he's right there. Every time I need him, he's right there. And then they wrote a song about that, Chief Ambassador. They said he may not come when you want him, but when he come, glory, hallelujah. He's on time. He's an on-time God. Praise God. And we know that the Lord God is our refuge and our strength. Hallelujah. We have to run to him. He's our rock. He's the rock that's higher than I. He is our refuge. He comes to rescue us from the enemy in time of trouble. That's right. Hallelujah. We call on him in the time of need, and we seek him and serve him. But you have to serve him in order to call on him for him to hear you. It says over there earlier that God doesn't hear sinner's prayer. And some people say, well, I'm not saved, but God hear my prayer. He answered my prayer. No, he did not. He answered the prayers of the righteous that prevail as much. He answered the prayers of the righteous that was praying for you on your behalf. Praise God. So we don't want to get it twisted and think that you can be in sin and you can call on God and he come right there. It's because someone, hallelujah, is praying for you and praying you out of your trouble. So we praise God because God recognized the prayers of the that are fervent to him. Thank you so much for this topic this morning. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If we keep the joy on the inside, we will have strength. And as long as we are in the Lord, we will have strength. And we will have joy, unspeakable joy. So God bless you for this morning. This is really good to me. The Lord is my refuge and my strength. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. So every which way you turn, he got you covered. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. Back to you.
Thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful. God, I'm thinking here. And the Lord gave me a revelation the other day on that was totally out of the box. Amen. God began to show me, I told Amazing Grace. God began to show me that in this day and time, the Bible says money answered all things. If you don't have any money, you can't pay your rent. You can't pay your light bill, your gas bill. You don't have money to put in your car for gas to go anywhere. And the enemy comes to do everything to you, to kill, steal, and destroy you. And I said, what does that have to do with strength, God? And God began to reveal that thing to me, that the enemy didn't want you to have joy because all of it's related to money. I said, how is that, God? The revelation began to come. And he began to show me that anytime you don't have joy, you don't really feel like doing nothing. You don't feel like getting up. And many times the lack of joy leads to depression. Because, see, when you don't have joy, you don't get the strength to go to work. You'd be laying there, I don't feel like it. You don't have no joy nowhere. And therefore, you don't go to work. You don't work, you don't eat. You don't make money. And people who don't have joy, many times it leads to depression. And when you have depression, all these things are associated together. You don't have, when you have depression, you don't have the strength to get up out of the bed. You don't want to do nothing. You don't want to see nobody. You don't want to do nothing. And you don't want to go nowhere. You're just depressed. And see, the enemy uses all that to make you more depressed. You can't pay your gas bill. It could cut off, you're more depressed. Your water is cut off, you're more depressed. You can't go nowhere, can't go to church, you get more depressed. The enemy uses all that to keep you from making money. Why? When you don't make anything, when you don't work, then he can depress you even more. Amen. And you don't have strength to do this, or you don't have strength to do that. But in the midst of it, if you put your trust in the hands of the Lord, he can give you strength in the midst of weakness. He can give you joy in the midst of sorrow. Why is that important? Because that joy is what gives you motivation. All these things are related. Motivation, strength, the opposite of it, depression, all that thing. You get motivation to get up and do things and work, and you have ideas clicking. I guarantee you that ideas come when you've been through a storm, but somehow God brings you out of the storm and you're able to make money. Why is money is so important about this? Because people follow others who are successful. The reason why you hear them mentioning Muhammad Ali many times in boxing, because he's been so successful. And I can name many other areas of work or careers. But people follow successful people. And it's the ability to make money or resources. They look at that. Why do they follow folks in Hollywood? Because they feel like they're successful. And it's all about the money, because the enemy doesn't want y'all to look like y'all successful. He doesn't want you to seem like you're successful. Why? Follow it to the bottom line. Because if you're not making money, if you don't look like you're successful, if you don't appear like you're successful, if you don't even talk like you're successful, then the enemy says to other folk, don't follow them. Don't follow them. Because if they follow you, you'll lead them to Jesus. Open your eyes. Amen. Let the cataracts fall off, please, Lord. You'll lead them to Jesus. And if you lead them to Jesus, what does that do? That attacks the kingdom of Satan. And don't fool yourself. He got some type of kingdom. And that attacks Satan's kingdom. And it all stems from joy. It all stems from joy. No joy, no strength. The joy, where the joy come back, it go trace the joy back. It comes from the Lord. The Lord created everything. Yeah, not anything was made without Him. First John, first chapter. Everything was made by Him. When God was making the world, the Word was there. Who is the Word? The Word is Jesus. Jesus was right there with Him, our Lord and Savior. So the joy of the Lord, think about Him. Whatever things are just, whatever things are pure. If there be any virtue, and it says other things, but if there be any virtue, any praise, think on these things. Somebody wrote the song, why don't you think about it? Think about it. Amen. But it all comes from joy. No joy, no ability, no strength to get up and do nothing. No money. No money, more depression. And why am I hitting this? Because the bottom line of Satan is money. Prove it to me. The love of money is the root to all evil. What is the root? That's the foundation. Who loves money? Satan. Who is all evil? Satan. He's all evil, nothing but evil. And the love of power, that's what it is. The love of power. And who seeks power all the time? In heaven, trying to defeat God up there. Who wants the power? The love of power is the root, the foundation to all evil. Satan. All evil. Satan. The love of power is the foundation of Satan. Oh, there it is. As the young people say, that, bam, there it is. The love of power is the foundation to all evil. Everything in your life that has ever been evil, that's ever been done to you, that's evil, on your job, to your brothers or sisters, to your homies, to everybody around you, everything that's ever been done to you evil, the foundation of it came from power that the enemy had put in somebody's heart who wanted power around you. They did that to you because they wanted power. They wanted the job you wanted, power. They did that to you because your daughter was popular in school. They did that to you because your son looked like he was going to be great. And they did that to you because they wanted their son to be the one. They did that to you because they wanted their son to be the pastor of the church. They wanted that power. They pulled that coup on you because of they were in love with power. Amen. God bless you. All right, somebody else jump in there. Yeah, the love of, yeah. Jump God in there. Bless. God is our refuge and our strength.
God bless you.
Go ahead. Enjoy the Lord as your strength. God bless you.
God bless you. And I was thinking, too, that's why Jesus came, because for the joy, because He didn't want us to just have joy because of our circumstance, because we just had some. But how that when Jesus came, we would receive the Holy Ghost and the joy of the Lord to be down on the inside of us. And when we don't have, the joy will bubble up. I think about how Jesus told that woman at the well, if you knew the gift of God, and I'm thinking, is the gift of God, and how it'll be down in you, a well springing up, my God, and that joy will be with you regardless of your circumstance. the joy of the Lord will give you strength.
Oh, thank you, Mother. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Amen. Flesh and blood, flesh and blood has not revealed these things unto me, but the Holy Ghost. Amen. The line is open to you.
God bless you. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer once again. I just wanted to add on to that. That is so wonderful what Ambassador Leg Wilson was saying there. The joy is down on the inside. This is why the people of God, the saints, the ones that really trust in him, not those that just say they trust in him. This is why we have the joy, the fullness of joy, the fullness of the Lord, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the understanding to know that we don't just have, is not just what they call happiness and fun, but we have joy. Joy, unspeakable joy. You can't even, when you start speaking of the joy, you get happy. When you start thinking about the joy, you get happy. And we don't have, saints don't have mood swings like the world have them. They're not sometimes up and sometimes down and sometimes level to the ground. Because why? God said he's the same God and he changes not. Saints are not changing all the time. You don't see them one day, one way today and one day tomorrow. They are the same at all times because they have that understanding, hallelujah, of what it is to be full of joy. They have that love to know what joy really means to them and where it came from, and knowing that Jesus died on the cross and God gave his only begotten son for all of this love, and the love creates the joy. So saints are not always sometimes up and sometimes down, sometimes level to the ground. When you get too low, sometimes that's you're crossing the line. And we want to stay as far from slipping into sin as possible, as far away from the appearance of it as possible. So we just want you to know about what this joy really stands for, because it's joy, not happiness, and it's not that gladness, and it's not fun, but it's joy from above. God bless you. I just wanted to put that in there because saints don't change. They're always the same. Somebody say, I saw them today and they were the same as they were when I met them 20, 30 years ago. That's the saint. That's the joy, the one that is full of joy, ones that understand the ways of the Lord, the understands the love of God and how it operates. So God bless you. Back into your
God
hand.
You. Beautiful. Anyone else?
Keith.
Praise the Lord.
Keith.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Keith.
All right.
This is
all right.
Ambassador Lake Hendricks, 912 area. I just want to add what already been said. Amen. No joy, no strength. No joy, no strength. It's not possible for a person that's full of joy to have a bad attitude. You know, there are so many people that got bad attitudes. They act like they angry with the whole world. Amen. They done lost that joy. Glory be. But if you got that joy, it's bubbling up on the inside. Amen. That's why so oftentimes I say the joy that God gave me, nobody can take it away from me, and the fire man can't put it out. So the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. I also want to comment on the God is our refuge and our strength. And this is why we don't have to be fearful. Though we got a protection. He protects us. He's there. He's our shelter. He's everything that we need. When we go through storms, he's there holding our hands. He's there with us because he is our refuge. He is our protection. God is our protection. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Just wanted to say that.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Stith, and God bless you. And I've enjoyed all of the comments that I've heard thus far, and I just wanted to focus on the word refuge. Every time that I've kind of remembered the scriptures, and it always say the Lord is my refuge and my strength. And when I think about that, that just kind of something begin to resonate in my mind, is that you have to have a relationship with God to know that he is your refuge.
Amen.
Because when you look at the word refuge, I begin to think about refuge is shelter. You have to know that he is your shelter. I heard Mother say in the times of storm, what he promised to do, not to stop the storm, but we could speak to the elements of the storm. But he said, I will protect you in the storm. And that's where the relationship should be. He will protect you in the storm. He's your refuge. He will shelter you. He will keep you from danger. He will keep you from falsehood. And then I begin to look at other scriptures in the Bible. And then it talks about in Psalms. When you look at Psalms 14 and 6, it says, of the poor, because the Lord is his shelter, his refuge. You've got to know in this scripture that he is your strength here. You look at Psalm 73 and 28. For me to draw near to God, I have put my trust in the Lord. David said this, that I may declare all glory, hallelujah. No matter what comes, if you put your trust, your refuge, he's your fortress, he's your strength, I'll never leave you, I will never forsake you, I'm the rock, I'm your defense. This is confidence in your relationship with God. When you look at Joel 3:16, he says, from Jerusalem and the heavens and the earth shall shake. Then it says, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength. Saints of God, no matter what is going on, and a lot is going on, but that scripture say, but the Lord, but God will be the hope of his people in the strength. Glory to God. Another scripture, Isaiah 28:17 says, to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. But who is the refuge? Who will be your strength? It will be God. We are not to fear by the terror by day, nor night, or evil, any principalities. The Lord is our refuge, and he is our strength. And you can blow your horn at any time, the trumpet of your mouth, and say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I will decree this. I will declare this. And the Bible says, and I'm getting ready to stop, when you look at Proverbs 14:26, confidence. And his children shall have a place of refuge, a place, a habitation, my relationship, my confidence in him, knowing me, letting me know because of that, he is my refuge. He is the great I am. He is the one who stepped out on nothing and created something just by the mere existence of his word, who tells the water in the book when the children of Israel were going through the Red Sea to tell the water, congeal in the air and let my people walk through there. He was their refuge, and they walked through on dry land. Glory, glory, glory to God. And I'm just excited about that scripture, and it just blessed me to know that if we draw nigh to God, I'm just coming from a different perspective, and trust God, you will know how much your strength is in him, and you will realize he's your refuge in the time of trouble. Oh, God, God bless you, Chief. Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. I found it here, amen, in the ninth chapter of Psalms. Amen, the ninth chapter. Exactly what the Holy Ghost was showing me. It says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed and a refuge in the times of trouble. And then over here in Nehemiah, as I said to you all, Nehemiah 8 and 10, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry. There it is. Neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank all of you for those beautiful comments. Those were to the saints of God. But the Lord allowed me this morning to extend that revelation, which appeals to not the saints, but appeals to people who are in the workplace. I went down that street for the people who are going through storms, and they don't have the walk, perhaps the spiritual walk that you have. God allowed me this morning to go down their road to try to help them. And many times you have to come from a different angle to reach people who are unsaved. Amen. They don't understand spiritual things like we do, but they do understand that they got to work and make money. And if they don't have strength, they don't want to get up and do nothing. Where does it come from? It comes from God. It helps them to get saved. I fished on this Sunday and won a couple of people to the Lord. See, you got to come from a different perspective. Many times when people have been on the street for 30 years, 20 years, you got to hit them where they really hurt, where they live. And we live as saints of God, as God will give our strength, and God will do this. They ain't there many times. They live on the street that says, my lights are off, my gas bill is due, and the rent is due too. They live there, and you got to hit them where they live. And they live with making money. And if they get God in their life, they get joy. And joy is a kinship to really having strength to really go out and do stuff. That is a moving, a working verb. It says the joy of the Lord, all that's connected together, leads you back to the Lord. When you get joy, you're not saved. You want joy in your heart and your mind and your soul. Come to Jesus, because you get joy in him. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. And he will answer all these things and give you the strength to get up. You can be somebody. You can be great in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he brings the strength to propel you forward and to make you great. And people follow others who are great. And I hope y'all understand what I'm saying this morning. God bless you. Let's move on here and get maybe two or three praise reports, and then we'll have some prayer and we're out. Amen. Who has a praise report this morning?
Dr. Johnson?
Uh-huh.
I have a praise report. Amen. This
go
is Bastion Lake Hendricks, 912 uh-huh. area. Amen. Again, first of all, I honor the Lord. I honor you, Dr. Johnson. Amen. To Ambassador Betty and to Mother of the Nation, Mother Allie Johnson, everybody on the line. God is so, so very good. God is good. I thank God. This is my praise report. Glory be to God. I went to the grocery store. Hallelujah. Went shopping. And, you know, you just don't hold your head down. And I was just stepping, you know, looking for what I was, you know, trying to get. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then when I noticed, I almost slipped and fell. Glory be to God. And you should have seen me trying to get my balance. I was just rocking from one side to the other and one side to the other. But I thank God he didn't allow me to fall. Had that happened, I could have broke ribs or my back or anything. Hallelujah. But after I got my balance, praise the Lord, I went and got the manager for that day. And then I got him, and I brought him back to the place where I was slipping. And, oh, my God, he said that it was gravy and grease on the floor. They have a cafeteria in the place where I was shopping at, and somebody had weighed some gravy